This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And good Saturday morning to you. And, well, we have moved St. Hubert's Cathedral temporarily to a place called Palco, Kansas. Look it up. Not too easy to find. It's another edition of Daddy and Daughter Radio. My daughter Cherie is with us. Good morning, Cherie.
Good morning.
Let's see, get your mic. There we go. Now I think we can hear you a little bit better. All right. We've got a lot of things going on. Christmas has passed, and a lot of people have their new fishing and hunting toys ready to put into use, and we're going to help you do that. And, of course, this being the last show of 2025, the show many of you have been waiting for, when you get to cast your vote to help elect this year's Baddest of the Bad Boys. We have four contestants that were nominated by our nominating committee, and I'll tell you the worst of the worst stories, and you can cast your vote by texting us to, now make a note of this number if you want to participate, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. And we'll be opening up the polls, and we'll be taking your votes shortly after we announce who those contestants are. Also got some big news. This came out of Louisiana Sportsman Magazine. A 528-pound Louisiana black bear was legally taken. It was one of eight permit holders, and we'll give you more of that story coming up. And, of course, if you had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, or if you're on your way, tell us about it. Tell the audience. We'd like to include it along with your comments and questions. We'll add it in with the reports we get from our professional captains, fishing guides, marina operators, duck hunting professionals. And you can do that, again, by using our in-studio text messaging, 504-260-1870. Looking at your coastal marine forecast and, dense marine fog out there, particularly for you duck hunters heading out this morning, be extremely cautious and careful. Looking for some south and southwest winds, 8 to 15 knots offshore. That'll be a 1 to 2 foot seas. And that 6 to 12 knot south-southwest wind is what you'll encounter on the interior lakes and bays. Up here, it's about, I'd say around 45 degrees, a lot cooler. Did some pheasant and quail hunting yesterday. It was kind of tough on the dogs and a little tough on the hunters. Kind of warmer weather, unusually warm weather for Christmas week in Kansas, but we got some cold stuff coming on a little bit later on. Also going to tell you what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV. They got some great features that are running both on YouTube and Facebook, and our regular show where we review the entire year of 2025 is our regular feature that's running this week. Cherie, you also got some tips for outdoor photographers. We're going to get to that a little bit too. Something you showed me.
Yes. Well, you know, sometimes we get things in those pictures that we're not expecting. You know, a dog's head pops in, a hunter in the background photo bombing. Sometimes we have a little extra blood in the photos that we'd like to take out so that we can share them more broadly. And iPhone has finally come around, and you can clean up your pictures a little bit. Or I've even used it to remove some grass from in front of a dog's face when you got a really nice photo of your dog on point.
All right, well, we're going to tell them how to do it. Yeah, I've improved some, because I have seen some horrendous photos. Some of you do very good jobs, and now everybody's got a cell phone when they're out hunting or fishing, and they like to snap a picture and put it online and share it with the world. But sometimes you just got to clean them up. I've seen some stuff out there that there's no reason for it to be as it is, and Cherie's got a great tip to help you get some better pictures out there. All right, something else that came up last week and this week, when we talked to Robbie Campo in a few minutes, the Biloxi Wildlife Management Area. There's a permit and check-in, check-out confusion going on. And we'll get to the straight scoop. If you've been fishing and hunting in the Biloxi Wildlife Management Area, you may have been violating some new laws that have been on the books for a couple of years, and some people just didn't get the memo and didn't get the message. And we'll be back to explain that to you. So stay tuned. You're listening to Daddy Daughter Radio Outdoors with Don Dubuque right here. We'll be back after this. And let's bring in Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina down at Shell Beach in St. Bernard Parish. Robbie, we've got a lot of ground to cover. First thing I want to talk to you about is the fog situation. How bad was it on your drive down this morning?
Well, actually, Don, I'm in Kentucky, so I'm four states away. So, but anyway, I spoke with my son, and he said the fog situation has been pretty bad in the morning, in the early mornings, but it's been clearing up around that 8 o'clock hour. So, and I think probably this morning is going to be the same. So. And they were counting on it being the same, you know, having, you know, be fog bound like they have been the whole week. But Don, I tell you, that did not stop the fishing biting this whole week. It's been a great week for fishing. Again, we're in the winter time now. We're in winter. I think we're officially in winter. Are we? Or are we still in fall? I think we're in winter, right?
Yep, we moved in. I think that
we moved in
21st,
okay.
I think it was. So we're there.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, but still, all your favorite fall fishing spots are on fire, man. If you got a spot you like to go to, if it's on the south side of the Mystico in that Hopedale Lagoon area, you know, Rosita Bayou, anywhere in that Lake Amity, Pitan Lagoon area back there has been holding plenty of fish. On the north side over there, by my side, and the Mystico's been good. And Lake Bourne has just been on fire. Biloxi Marsh has been great. Don, and it's just been, now we got a big old front coming through. So this is what we're preparing for up here this morning. I got a couple errands to run. We got, you know, do some pipe stuff up here because it's going to be in the 20s here. Come Sunday, I believe it is, tonight or tomorrow night is coming through. I can't remember, but this morning I'm going to get some stuff here to take care of pipes up here so we don't have us a real mess at this place here, so out of my camp. What I do want to talk to you about is if you're going into this Biloxi Marsh, there's been a lot of confusion about this, and people, oh, no, I don't need that. No, hear me out first. There's two parts to this permit. You got to have an access permit, which costs $20. And every person in the boat, if you're going to be fishing in the WMA or any activity in the WMA, whether you're bird watching, and believe it or not, Don, you wouldn't believe how many people bird watch, but I don't know why, but people bird watch. They like to bird watch. They take pictures of them and so forth and so on. It says all activities. So if you're fishing, you have to have this permit. Everybody in the boat has to have it. There's two ways you could buy this permit. You could get a $20 annual permit. If you have a lifetime hunting and fishing license, it's on there already. If you're a senior, you're fine. And I think there's something with a sportsman's
right, it's a Louisiana sportsman license, which is all encompasses.
Right.
Yeah, you get everything with that one. Those are the three that cover it.
All right, now there's a self, what they call self-clearing permit. This is the second part. Now, if you're fishing only, you do not, or if you're just passing through, through the WMA, you do not need a permit. Don't stop now, but if you're fishing, stopping to fish, you don't need to self check in and check out. You don't need to self clear that. If you're duck hunting, If you're duck hunting, you need to do that. Or if you're bird watching, you need to. Now this is the way it was explained to me by agents. I said okay. So and a lot of people don't know this. This has been on the books for probably the last 4 years, I think. Now they're going to start enforcing it. Sooner or later, it's going to be within the next week or so, Don. There's a kiosk station at Hopedale Marina already. They're going to put one at Campos Marina here in the next couple days. We're supposed to be getting one too. We'll have a kiosk center at our place. If you don't have a cell phone, and there are some people, believe it or not, today's 2025, almost 2026, that does not have a cell phone. You could get a paper, there's a ticket that you could grab, and you could fill it out once you enter the WMA, and when you leave the WMA, and there's a drop box, you drop it, and they're going to pick them up every so often from the marinas and collect those. And this is all about data. Me personally, I don't know how everybody that I spoke to so far said this is a money grab. Well, it's whatever. I don't know how, I have my own personal opinion about it, and I'm not going to say it, but I'm just saying I have my own personal opinion about this. But you have to have this access permit. Do not go in this WMA without it, guys. They're going to start enforcing it, and I don't want somebody to be in trouble. And this is something that's, like I said, it's 3 or 4 years old, but now they're going to start enforcing it. So, and it's all about seeing who uses the WMA and what you're doing in there. But I think, me personally, if you're not going to self-clear yourself for fishing, how do you have accurate data on who's using it if you're not going to make people who fishing check in and check out? I don't understand how you're going to collect the data to see who's using it, but you do have to buy the $20 permit. So I don't know. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it, Don, before I go, say anything else.
Well, I had a conversation with Sergeant Brett Neighbors. I talked to him during the weekend. I believe you did too. And yeah, he explained it. When they made that license change a few years ago, when they changed the structure, they changed that because if you had a hunting license or a fishing license, that was your permit to get in there. Now, only if you were doing, like you mentioned, bird watching, photography, and you were on WMA lands, then you had to get a WMA permit and pay for it. Well, they changed that. And now everyone has to have an access permit. You get it with your Louisiana sportsman license, you're covered. Lifetime license holder, you're covered. Senior hunting and fishing license, you're covered. If not, you have to buy that in addition to your hunting with all your other duck stamp, HIP, regular basic hunting license, big game hunting license. You have to get that WMA access permit. That's part number one. And as you mentioned, part number two is you have to check in and check out. You can either use the cards, fill out, tear it in half, you drop it into the box, and then when you come back, you fill out the other one and ask you what you shot, and some other few simple questions, and you drop that part in the box. That's how they get data on who's using it and what's happening there. Now, Brett told me that on the fishing, you're not required to do the check-in, check-out, because it's just too much of that going on. But you do have to have the access permit to fish. So that's the way I understand it. And they are going to start to enforce it. They really hadn't been doing it up until this point. Now, on that check-in, check-out, I would say 90% of the people are going to use their phones. It's on your phone. If you go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website, you can find out where you can download that check-in, check-out. And you don't have to go to a kiosk. You do it on your cell phone before you go in, and you do it when you come out, and everything's covered. You got a record of it. It goes directly to them. So that's kind of the story on that. And, Rob, if anybody's got any questions about it, I would ask them to contact Wildlife and Fisheries or call you, or they can contact me, send me an email or text, and I'll be glad to explain to you what I know about it.
Well, Don, and I know that people are going to be in an uproar because you got to spend another $20, So, look, guys, it's either you do it now, or if you don't do it, it's a Class 2 violation, and it's going to cost you $200. And there's no, I'll see the judge in court. No. And here's one thing I want to make clear, very clear to you. This was made very clear to me. The new ticket system it looks like a Walgreens receipt. You pay this online. You don't pay this. You're not going to court for this. This is a Class 2 violation, and it's a $200 fine. So here again, people, then you still have to buy the permit. So
right.
Do the right thing. Look, I know it's $20, man. For some people, $20 is, is the end of the world. I get it. Believe me. We live in rough times now. But, guys, look, I spend $20 backing up my driveway some mornings. Mm-hmm. Just get the permit and just do the right thing so you're not going to be paying a $200 class two violation. You don't want to be in that trap.
And lastly, Robbie, if they if they weren't, where this money's going, well, if you want to complain, let's say, well, they got really terrible launches going into this WMA, or the road back there is terrible, that they need to do, well, this is giving them the funding to do some of those improvements. So you can demand it now. You're paying for it, and you want you need to hold them accountable to do the madness. Well, Robbie, we're going to let you go, man. You get some luck up there in Kentucky. I'm three states away over here in Kansas, and we're going to be doing some bird hunting. Got a little front coming in, maybe some snow tomorrow here, and give us a white New Year's, if not a white Christmas. So hope your Christmas was good up there, Robbie.
Oh, it was great. So, okay, guys, I'll talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marine in Shell Beach. We'll be right back to tell you who the baddest of the bad boys contestants are for 2025 right after this. All right, welcome back. This is the last show for 2025, so it's the one where you, the audience, cast your votes and select, it'll be your choice, our baddest of the bad. And here are the four contestants as nominated by our committee. Bad boy, and you can either vote by name or by number. Bad boy number one, black bear killer, 50-year-old Shannon Parker, was trespassing at night on private land near Palmetto State Park in Vermilion Parish, shot and killed a female black bear, and confessed he thought it was a wild hog. Potential criminal and restitution fines were $11,450 and 120 days in jail for bad boy number one, Shannon Parker of Abbeville, the black bear killer.
The turtle smuggler. Wee Chi-young of Brooklyn, New York, faced 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000 after pleading guilty to falsely taping and putting into socks, then labeling 850 turtles as toys, along with 11 parcels of other reptiles, including venomous snakes valued at $1.4 million and smuggling them into Hong Kong for the illegal pet market. That's bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler.
All right, bad boy number three. This would be the Great Mississippi Deer Slayers. And on this one, we've got five Mississippi men who were sentenced for no hunting licenses, using spotlights to kill a pile of trophy Illinois deer and illegally transporting, mounting, and displaying them in Mississippi. 56-year-old Stephen P.K. and 57-year-old John M. Pritchard, both of Biloxi, 40-year-old Gerald B. Moran, 54-year-old Lee Johnson, and 30-year-old Joshua A. Marshall, all of Soche, Mississippi. They were fined a total of $119,500, 12 months home detention, and location monitoring, plus a worldwide hunting ban. Can no longer hunt anywhere in the world. Bad boy number three, the Great Mississippi Deer Slayers.
All right, bad boy number four, the Butterfly Man. Online butterfly collector Charles Limmer of Comac for illegally importing and selling on eBay some 17,000 rare and endangered butterflies and other insects valued at more than $200,000, which he falsely labeled as decorative wall coverings, was sentenced to 2 years home confinement, a $5,500 criminal fine, and forfeiture of his $217,000 butterfly and insect collection. 17-year-old Charles Limmer is bad boy number four, the Butterfly Man.
75-year-old Charles Limmer.
Oh, yes.
Butterfly. So there they are. Number one, the Black Bear Killer. Number two, the Turtle Smuggler. Number three, the Great Mississippi Deer Slayers. And bad boy number four, the Butterfly Man. Cast your vote. Help us select the baddest of the bad. 504-260-1870. The polls will be open until 7 o'clock when we sign off this morning. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, the voting is heavy. We got a good turnout this morning. If you want to cast your vote for the baddest of the bad, these were stories we covered in the year 2025. Four of the worst, and we're asking you to cast your vote and help us select the baddest. Again, bad boy number one is the black bear killer. Bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler. Number three would be the great Mississippi deer slayers. And number four is the butterfly man. If you missed them, a little later we'll tell you more details about each one. We've also got some of your text messages coming in. We're going to be right back to share those. But first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Is the bad boy theme. Get your votes in at 504-260-1870. We've also got some text messages coming in from our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you. Cherie, what do we got coming in this morning? Who's out there, and what are they doing, and what have they done?
So this morning, 8352, Happy New Year, Don, and I hope you have a great year. Very slow duck season in Vermilion Parish. Then, heading to my son's land for deer hunting. That's Wingbone in Wilmer, Alabama. And good morning, Don. Backstrap Stacker checking in.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cashiers, North Carolina. Oh, got a lot of us out of state. The Alabama deer are safe this week from my crew. Hope you and Cherie have a happy new year. Same to you.
All right. And who's next?
All right. Good morning, Don. Roland Cortez and the Davies Bayou crew in North Louisiana. Second split has been good for us. Lots of ducks and geese around. Have a happy new year. Happy third day of Christmas, Cherie and Don. The fog has definitely been horrendous in Mobile, too. It was bad driving across the causeway here, even into the non-time hours, of course, at night. I did see a few folks trying to go out on the water on Christmas, but it had to be challenging. By the way, the crab, shrimp, and melaton casserole was a hit for Christmas dinner with the family. Hope y'all have a safe and happy New Year's Day. David Hubble.
All right.
Now, we have a question here. Is this permit good for other WMSs, Jerry?
All right, that would be WMAs, wildlife management areas, and we're talking about an access permit that is, you have to have that. Now, it comes with three of the license packages that you buy, but if you just have a regular big game and basic license, and you're going to be hunting on a WMA, or fishing for that matter, you need an access permit. It's $20. It is good for every WMA in the state. It's one $20 charge, and you have that.
Now, another question about that. What about youth 16 and under? Do they need a permit too?
They do not. If you don't need a license, you don't need the access permit.
All right. Good morning, Don. Do you know of any guides who freshwater fish on the Chifuncta River? Thanks.
I know a lot of guys who could be guides. They're good enough to fish on that Chifuncta River, but I know of none that operate there. Maybe if there's a guide listening that does, you can email us or text us and let me know about it. But the problem with Chifuncta River guiding, it's a difficult place, and if you're going to be going there to pay someone to take you fishing, it's not consistent enough, I think, and it takes a level of expertise that maybe some of the non-frequent fishermen who employ the use of guides, it would not be that easy for them to catch fish. The guys that I'm talking about that could be guides, yeah, they can pretty much consistently catch fish all the time, but I know of no one that does that. So if somebody does, text us 504-260-1870. That is our text number for all of this to contact us. Questions, comments, fishing reports, and this morning, casting your vote for the baddest of the bad. All right, who else is out there?
All right, well, this is a vote, so I'm going to keep his vote anonymous, but I have to read this because I'm jealous. Aloha from Honolulu. Awesome show, Don. Army vet PJ here listening on the Odyssey app. And he voted and said, Happy New Year and best wishes to you and all the listeners.
Wow. Isn't that some kind of Christmas song about Hawaii? Alika Kalaki Luki?
Yes, there is. There is.
You can sing it for it.
Oh, so Doug Riley and Greg are headed out to Delacro to fish and take a take Little Lake Herd. They're slaying them.
Oh, okay. Well, let us know how you do, Doug and Greg. Best of luck to you. Get that new gear that you got for Christmas and get out there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get back to your text messages. Also going to run down those four choices for you. If you got up a little late and got tuned in and you don't know what the details are, we got four bad boys, all in from 2025 stories we covered here on this show. We're letting you select the baddest of the bad. They will be honored as we go off the air this morning, and we'll be back to do it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, welcome back in. We are selecting the baddest of the bad for 2025. If you're just getting up, here are the nominees. Bad boy number one is the black bear killer. 50-year-old Shannon Parker was trespassing near Palmetto State Park in Vermilion Parish. He killed a female black bear. He confessed he thought it was a wild hog. The potential criminal and restitution fines were $11,450 and 120 days in jail for our bad boy contestant number one, Shannon Parker of Abbeville, the black bear killer.
All right. So we do have another question that came in. Any ducks in Biloxi Wildlife Management Area? Yeah. Manly.
Yes, there are. I'm not going to say it was a fantastic season, but some guys did very well in there doing the first split. We'll see what happens in the second split, but say if you hunted there before, it probably is worth a trip there because the reports have been good enough. All right, let's get to bad boy number two.
All right. Wee Cheung of Brooklyn, New York, faced 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000 after pleading guilty to falsely taping and stuffing into socks and labeling 850 box turtles as toys, along with 11 parcels of other reptiles, including venomous snakes valued at $1.4 million, and smuggling them into Hong Kong for the illegal pet market. That's bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler.
Bad boys number three is the great Mississippi deer slayers. Five Mississippi men sentenced for no hunting licenses, using lights to kill a pile of trophy Illinois deer, then illegally transporting, mounting, and displaying them into Mississippi. 56-year-old Stephen Piquet, 57-year-old John Pritchett, both of Biloxi, 40-year-old Gerald Moran, 54-year-old Lee J. Johnson, and 30-year-old Joshua A. Marshall, all of Soche, Mississippi. They were fined a total of $119,500, 12 months home detention, and location monitoring, plus a worldwide hunting ban. That's bad boys number three, the great Mississippi deer slayers.
All right, and bad boy number four, the butterfly man. Online butterfly collector Charles Limmer of Comac, New York, for illegally importing and selling on eBay some 17,000 rare and endangered butterflies and other insects valued at more than $200,000, which he falsely labeled as decorative wall coverings, was sentenced to 2 years home confinement, a $5,500 criminal fine, and forfeiture of his $217,000 butterfly and insect collection. That 75-year-old Charles Limmer, bad boy number four, the butterfly man.
All right, recapping. Bad boy number one, black bear killer. Bad boy number two, turtle smuggler. Bad boys three, the great Mississippi deer slayers. And bad boy four, the butterfly man. 504-260-1870. Cast your vote. And Sharif, while you're getting back to where the text message is left off, I'm going to talk a little bit about Bayou Wild TV this week. Look at the year in review. That is what's airing now on Bayou Wild TV and BayouWildTV.com. And also, we've got a couple of special features that have been annual traditions to run this time of year. The first one was the night before deer hunting. And the other was what Santa does the day after Christmas. And what he does is he fishes. And you can go to the Bayou Wild TV Facebook page and enjoy both of those short features. All right, Sheree, you back up on the messages.
Yes, I am. Okay, so Lafitte LT, do you think the fish are confused with this weather? My cousins left sub-zero temps in Alaska to come spend Christmas and New Year's Eve with us and enjoying the weather.
And
he's saying the turtle guy should be put in the pit with all those snakes.
Ooh, wow, yeah, we're getting some good. And I got to tell you, it looks like the returns, you're calculating them, they're pretty tight this year, huh?
Yeah, actually, this is a very eclectic group, and the votes are very, very close. So y'all get them in. This is the closest that I've seen them.
All right, now where do we leave off on the text?
All right. Good morning, Cherie, and Happy New Year. Thank you very much, 0785. Good morning from the Worm, my two favorite voices in radio. We'll fish with my son tomorrow morning out of Lake Catherine Marina. Well, thank you very much, Worm.
Hope the fog clears out for you tomorrow.
All right. And then we have a couple of votes for Bad Boy Number 2, The Bear Murderer. Plaquemines Parish is the bads of the bad. No water division. Yeah, well, we didn't have Plaquemines Parish on the list.
We didn't nominate parishes. This is not a parish competition.
Yeah, this is, well, and we don't take write-in votes, unfortunately, but we appreciate the text message.
They are right. I get a lot of stories from Plaquemines Parish, and I'm not sure what, it's not all residents either. It's a lot of people go there.
Oh, good morning, Don and Cherie. Great day to be alive. Looking forward to the great new 73rd year, old man Sam and Hammond.
Yeah, one of our regular listeners.
All right. Oh, and then I got a reply back. You're the best, Cherie. Thank you. Believe me, it's nice here in Hawaii. I miss Louisiana so much. Yeah. Being in Kansas and Texas, you cannot beat Louisiana food and the people there. So I understand the same. Cherie and Don, I'm going to go with number 2 is the baddest. Even if it's in another country, I'm not a fan of people smuggling creatures that I could get loose and become invasive and venomous snakes. Plus the treatment of those turtles. Dave, yeah, I agree. That one bothers me a whole lot. Taped up in socks.
All right, we're getting other votes. Just the ones that say the votes, we can
all right
them. But if they got a message with it, you can go ahead and repeat that. There's one.
Okay. Why can't you add Governor Landry's name to the list of the baddest of the baddest or allowing pogey boats to operate commercially on or near Louisiana shoreline? From Bruce McDonald and Luling. That pogey, we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
Years.
And it's going to go on for a while, too.
All right. So then we just have some more votes. So please get your votes in. It's super tight. And let us know who you think's the baddest of the bad.
All right. We'll be back to talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Get you a Christmas, post-Christmas, pre-New Year's report from my friend Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All today. All right. We got a version of Daddy-Daughter Radio. My daughter, Cherie, we're broadcasting from an undisclosed underground, we really are underground here
we
in Palco, Kansas, and we're taking your bad boy, the baddest of the bad, votes at 504-260-1870. We'll run down those for you a little later if you're just getting tuned in. But right now, let's say good morning to Captain Darrell Carpenter of realscreamers.com. Hey, Captain Darrell, what's going on?
Hey, Don, just enjoying that post-holiday relaxation, you know. It's been a little bit of a slow week, of course, the holiday interrupted it, and, you know, we've had weather events and these little fronts coming through, so it's kept things a little bit slow. But one result of it has been a whole lot of very low water. Now, it can be a bad thing because, you know, you need to make sure your CTO membership is up and your insurance is paid because you can always strike something. But I've always said during this low water is a good time to go do your scouting, because if you can make it in an area this time of the year, then you know that you can make it during the summertime also. And, you know, it exposes banks. So it also, for those of us that fish a lot, if we've got a bank or a point or a corner we always catch fish on, it gives you an explanation sometimes as why. You see what points are holding oysters. You see structure that's there. But, you know, Don, the times that people did make it out on the water this week, it was more of the deeper canals. A lot of good reports coming out of the Leeville area this week, because they still have some deeper oil field canals up there. And a lot of speckled trout was coming out of those deeper holes right now. Not that so much the temperatures, because the water bounced way back up into the low 70s, but it wasn't just the temperatures that ran them there. It's the fact that we've had these low water conditions. So, of course, this is a time of the year that there's not a lot of live bait anymore. So plastic has been the bait of choice. You know, any of your favorite plastic, your shrimp lookalikes are still doing well. But, yeah, I mean, we've been, you know, getting good reports out of the northern part of the marsh up around that little lake, Brussels area, when you're going for the redfish and the sheephead and so forth. But this week, the speckled trout action has kind of been that Leeville area around us. It's always a good day on the water. You got to battle the gnats, of course, to go on with your gnat sprite. But any day on the water, you can put together a little box of fish. It may not be what you originally started looking for, but, hey, it's a good day on the water, right?
Darryl, I don't know if it's because it's holidays and hunting seasons are here and the inshore fishing is pretty good. I haven't talked to anybody that's been going out taking advantage of the extended red snapper season in the Gulf. Anybody that you've talked to and how they doing? Are they still finding plenty of snapper fairly close in?
No, Don, and look, I mean, when you start talking to your charter captains, that affects the charter captains only. You know, federally permitted charter captains only. But when you start talking to them, they're making their plans weeks and months ahead of time. And a lot of these people not expecting an extension to the season has already put their boats in dry dock. They've already put their boats in the sheds. They've already planned their holidays, their vacations, and so forth. So there's not a whole lot of people around to do it. And you need the customers. Because nobody was expecting it, there's no customer benefit to it. I mean, you know, the customers have done the same thing. They've done their Christmas vacations and so forth. Nobody planned a charter trip in this. So I don't even know, on the Louisiana coast, I don't know if anybody has actually enjoyed a benefit to that.
Yeah, and I got word this week that Alabama extended their season, too. They were underneath the harvest quota, so they were going to get some extra days on their season, too. It's just a shame that, you know, people aren't there to take advantage of it because, like you mentioned, they put the boats up. It's hard to, you know, usually it's some long-range scheduling. But if local people want to go and they get a hold of a federally permitted operator who is still running trips, probably have a pretty decent trip out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, your red snapper, your brim of the sea, they're there. You don't see very many brim tournaments because it's just like you don't see hard-head catfish tournaments because anybody can catch them. Kind of, you know, once you get there and you locate them, especially this time of the year, the only pressure on them this time of the year is your commercial fishermen. They're restocking their population on all the reefs that have been hit all summer long and all. It would be no problem whatsoever finding a boat full of red snapper right now.
Got it. Darryl, if you would, tell people how to get you. We're turning over a new year next week, so let them know how to start off 2026 with a fishing trip.
Yes, sir. They can find me on your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right.
And with that, we'll bid you a good morning, and good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
And Darryl, y'all have a happy new year, and we'll catch you on the other side of it.
Thank you, Don. Y'all enjoy your day.
All right, there he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter. All right, Sheree, the votes are coming in hot and heavy here. We're going to be doing this at the end of the show. When we come back next hour, I'm going to get you to do your photograph tips.
Okay, got it.
A lot of people need that. We're also going to update you on our four nominations for the baddest of the bad. We got some duck hunting reports from Captain Ryan Lambert. Captain Mike Smith is out there duck hunting in the fog down in Delacroix. We'll get a report from him. And also, we're going to tell you a little bit more about what's going on with the Bayou Wild TV. Got some special shows coming up. We'll be back to do that. So stick around or get with us. Take us into your duck blind or your deer stand or your fishing boat and participate with us at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this time out. And our birthdays are coming up pretty soon. Check it out. All right, with me, it's Daddy Daughter Radio this week. Sheree is with me. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Palco, Kansas. A little bit later on today, we're going to be chasing some pheasant and quail, hopefully with a little bit cooler weather than we had yesterday and maybe a little bit more success, although it was good. All right, we've got the bad boys of the baddest of the bad going on, so let's go down them again one more time. Bad boy number one, the black bear killer. 50-year-old Shannon Parker trespassing, killed a female black bear, thought it was a hog. His potential criminal and restitution fines were $11,450, 120 days in jail. That's bad boy number one if you want to vote for him. Shannon Parker of Abbeville, the black bear killer.
All right, bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler. Wee Cheong of Brooklyn, New York, faced 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000 after pleading guilty to falsely taping into socks, labeling 850 turtles as toys, along with 11 parcels of other reptiles, including venomous snakes valued at $1.4 million, and smuggling them into Hong Kong for the illegal pet market. That's bad boy number two, the turtle smuggler.
Bad boy is number three, the great Mississippi deer slayers. Five Mississippi men that were sentenced, no hunting license, hunting at night, killed a pile of trophy Illinois deer, transported them, displayed them, mounted them back in Mississippi. And that was Stephen P.K. and John Pritchett of Biloxi, Gerald Moran, Lee Johnson, and Joshua Marshall of Soche. They got a big whopping fine of $119,500, spent 12 months under home detention, location monitoring, plus a worldwide hunting ban. That is bad boys number three, the great Mississippi deer slayers.
All right, and bad boy number four, the butterfly man. Online butterfly collector Charles Limmer of Commack, New York, for illegally importing and selling on eBay some 17,000 rare and endangered butterflies and other insects valued at more than $200,000, which he falsely labeled as decorative wall coverings, was sentenced to 2 years home confinement, a $5,500 criminal fine, and forfeiture of his $217,000 butterfly and insect collection. 75-year-old Charles Limmer, bad boy number four, the butterfly man.
All right, so it's number four, butterfly man. Number three, great Mississippi deer slayers. Number two, turtle smuggler. And number one, bad boy. Cast your vote, 504-260-1870. Sherry, I want you to give that photography tip. I picked it up from you yesterday. You know, everybody's got cameras. They got cell phones, and they're taking pictures of their kills and their catches. And I got to tell you, some people just do a terrible job. Some people do a really good job. Everybody wants to display and brag a little bit about what they got, and I've always mentioned some tips. If you're taking the picture, you want the sun at your back. If you're taking it during the daytime, you want the sun on the face of the person holding the fish, holding the game. Clean it up. Position it. Make it look nice. Particularly take the picture in the woods or on the water. If you get into a skinning shed, I saw one of the most disgusting pictures I've ever seen 2 days ago. A guy in a wife beater T-shirt standing in a skinning shed with an animal. You couldn't tell what it was because it was completely skinned down, just looking at meat hanging from a hook. Underneath it was a wading pool, a kid's little plastic pool full of bloody water, a dog full of blood in the pool, and he's there with a knife cutting on it. And that kind of stuff. I wish Facebook would just disallow that kind of stuff. But you showed another tip out there yesterday about how to really clean up your photograph.
Yeah, so we were trying to take some nice photographs of the birds that we had shot. And so we wanted to make sure that it was not only good to share on social media, as we hunters represent hunters, but it's also a nice photo to save for posterity in the future. And so we had some blood around those quail, and it was simple enough. And you Android and Samsung users are probably going to know this from long ago because you've had this capability. But with the iPhone 15 Pro or Pro Max and later versions, so we're up to 17 now, and at least the iOS or operating system 18.1, there is a feature that you can use called cleanup on your iPhone. And so if you go to the photo and select the photo that you want to edit, you'll see that there are three lines, one on top of the other with little dots on each. That's your editor. When you click that, there's going to be an eraser on the right-hand side that says cleanup. When you select that button, you can use your finger to highlight anything within that photo. Now, I'll say we had very small pools of blood on the trailer where the birds were setting. And so you can use two fingers to expand that photo, and then you use one to highlight what you want to remove. And the camera system just duplicates the surrounding image. So for us, it was the flatbed trailer wood. It just reduplicated that on the picture, and we easily removed all of that. And again, you know, just because the photo you mentioned, that's the reality of how that person actually cleaned that deer. But we are representing hunters across the U.S., and not everyone understands the reality of what was happening in that photo. And so I think we need to do the best job, again, that we can to represent sportsmen in a positive way. And again, we want to keep those photos for years to come. I know we were looking at some that were years old that didn't have to do with hunting, but this feature lets you do both of those things. Create photos so that they're nice to post and you have a really nice photo for years to come.
It's pleasing to the eye and it does the animals some respect. You don't want tongues hanging out and blood all over. And I understand people that do it, get into it, it doesn't bother them in the least, but they got to think about who's looking at those pictures. And it's not just hunters like that. Great tip, Sheree. Really appreciate that. And we're going to get back to our totals and our election going on for the baddest of the bad. But right now, we got a quick break. No, we don't have a break. We got Mike Gallo standing by, I believe. Or do we need the break? Yeah, we need to take a break and then come back with Captain Mike Gallo's fishing report. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, don't forget to get your bad boy votes in. We'll be announcing the baddest of the bad for 2025 shortly before we go off there. But right now it's time for a fishing report with Captain Mike Gallo, brought to you by Seato. Boy, on these foggy mornings, great to have a Seato policy. You never know, in that fog you might take a left when you should have took a right. Running aground, they will come to the rescue. Also, if you run out of fuel, need a jump start for electrical problem, whatever it takes to get you back to the dock, safely, Seato is there. And you can sign up right now. You can call 504-301-4545, 249 for a whole year's contract, and it is renewable. You can also go online at seato.com and get signed up. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, you going out on this foggy morning?
Don, I may slip out a little bit later when the fog lifts. Fortunately, this time of year, the fish will bite most of the day, so I'm going to have breakfast and see if the fog lifts and potentially go try the Bridges. There's been some nice fish caught at the Bridges.
Yeah, I had gotten some pictures in of some really nice speckled trout. And there's a little bit of a mix. There's still some freshwater catfish coming in there now at this winter time when it gets a little bit fresher. And some mix of a few redfish in there, too. So it should be good. How bad is that fog by you right now over there by the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge?
Well, it's hard to tell. There's definitely fog out there. I've been leaving at 7 or 7:30 where I have pretty good visibility. And I'm sure my story is the same as everybody else's. If I knew there was nobody on the water, I'd have no problem getting where I wanted to go. I'm just afraid I'll run into somebody else or they'll run into me because we're traveling straight at one another.
Exactly.
So I just prefer to wait it out a little bit and get to where I'd like to go and just, you know, be safe.
Well, Mike, you mentioned fishing those bridges that span across Lake Pontchartrain from the south shore to the north shore. Normally in summertime, fall, it's hop, you know, throw to the bottom, hop, hop, wait, hop, 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 wait for that sensitive bite. Anything changed? What's the technique in the wintertime when you're fishing those bridges?
Well, everything sort of slows down in the wintertime, Don. I generally switch over to fluorocarbon. I use about 10-pound test line. So I sort of downsize most of my tackle, the fluorocarbon. I still use the Matrix or the Berkeley Gulp, and I slow down my presentation, and my pause may be longer. Like you said, hop, hop, pause. That pause could be 10 seconds. So just because you're not moving the lure doesn't mean the lure is not moving because the water's flowing past it. So it's still moving down there, and sometimes those fish are a little lethargic with the colder water temperatures. And that's, I can wait 10 seconds, and if it's longer than that, I have a hard time. I guess I get antsy and ready to move, but that's my pause, up to 10 seconds. And sometimes they bite at 6 or longer, and if you crack that code, then it certainly makes it much easier. Because you can be in position to set the hook. You sort of have a memory of how long it takes. And obviously, if you go past that time span, you do your hop-hop pause again.
Any go-to color for this time of year, or is it go out there and try several and find the one that's right?
Well, we've been seeing birds, and the birds are still diving on shrimp, and we're also seeing pogey. So the light colors have been working best for us. Magneto, the Matrix Shad Magneto is a great color. The Berkeley Gulp Shrimp in white is a good color as well. I've been sticking with the light colors, and those have been working for me.
Very good. Well, Mike, while you're sitting around waiting for the fog to lift, maybe a good time for people to call you and ask any questions about booking a trip for this coming year or getting advantage of this wintertime fishing. And while these holidays are still going on, kids still out of school, some of them, tell them how to get you. They can find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. What is your site and telephone number?
Don, my site is AAofLA.com. Social media, we're at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the phone number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope Santa treated you right for Christmas. And have a happy new year, Mike. We'll be talking to you on the other side of it.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Cherie, is votes still coming in hot and heavy?
They are. Actually, there's a clear leader. However, there are two of them that are not far behind. And so a few votes can swing either way.
Okay.
Yeah. So if people get their votes in, got one through text messaging, of course, Blake had to send in his vote. So keep them coming in. It's going to be close. It's going to be close.
And we have three write-in candidates, too. We'll tell you who those are coming back a little bit later on. All right.
Yeah, I reconsidered.
Right after this, we got the paddler's report for you. You got a kayak? Well, we'll tell you where to go with it. Eric Mohabarak is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our paddler's report brought to you by No Wake Outfitters at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. If you haven't been there yet, you need to stop by and meet Justin and the crew. It's a great shop. They've got the latest fishing tackle used in the local area, paddle sports equipment, kayaks. You can ask them about their fly tying and fly fishing classes and get some sharp-looking apparel so you look good while you're out there fishing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good. And that's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Joining us is Captain Eric Mohabarak. Good morning, Eric. Belated Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and man, I'm glad you're going to talk about Lake Hermitage. I haven't heard anything from Lake Hermitage in quite a while.
Yeah, should we go back a little bit further to Lake Judge Perez?
That's what it was called, yes.
That's what it was called, yeah, for those that don't know that out there. You know, Don, that whole little section up in there, that whole west side of the river from, let's just say, Lake Hermitage on down to Port Sulphur, Empire, beginning of Burris and stuff, been producing a lot of good fish. They have been running into some trouble with the size limits, you know, some too small, some too big, on working on, you know, getting their limits of redfish and speckled trout. But they've been doing really good. I went a week ago and caught some nice fish. It's really simple. Don't overthink it. Spoon. Use a cork with a gulp on it with a piece of bait. You know, shrimp. Just kind of pop it around. You know, of course, with the trout, you can throw your top water and stuff like that. But yeah, really simple. Just fish, you know, fish the open bay right there, the lake, and then switch on over into the canal, you know, the sloughs and stuff, Trenosses and stuff like that. And you'll figure it out. It's really simple. I got plenty fish for everybody.
Well, Eric, for people that are not familiar with that, it's in Plaquemines Parish. You access it off Highway 23. Where's a good drop-in point for a kayaker to get into Lake Hermitage?
Well, I launch right there off the right there by the firehouse. It's right there on the main canal. It's a little drop box. You put in your $10, drop your kayak in, take a left, you can go right to the lake, take a right, you can go right into the marsh right there. Head it back up towards like Myrtle Grove and stuff. It's just a wonderful little spot, good place for kayaking. Main thing is the fog. Don't leave in the fog. They got too many other boats out there that are driving it a lot bigger than you.
Yeah, that'll clean up. You know, we were talking to Mike Gallo about the fishing on the bridges in Pontchartrain and the kayakers. I know the Weave's been doing pretty good out there in the lake. Talk about Lake Pontchartrain fishing from a kayak.
Yeah, Don, actually, the lake's been on fire, as you've seen all over. If you're going to fish Seabrook, I suggest you get there early because the launch is packed. But at another place, be careful, a little fog out there in the lake. It doesn't lift for a while. But it's real simple, 3/8 ounce jig head. Use your favorite plastic, gulp or saltwater assassin or matrix or whichever one's your favorite one. Start off with I usually start with a dark color and work my way up until light color as the sun comes up. Seems to work for me. It's simple. And like you said earlier, they're catching a plethora of fish, some redfish, some trout, a few drum, freshwater catfish. It's just a good time of year, and we're very fortunate. And I believe the reason why the lake, well, we most probably all know this, is that because the spillway hasn't been open in a few years. And look at the difference it has made, and not just there, but everywhere with the low river,
Huge difference. We got a fun tournament coming up for people that like to fish kayak tournaments, and it's put on by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, and it's called the Minimalist Challenge, where everybody gets a handful of the same bait, so you're limited to what you're fishing with. Where is that going to be? How do you sign up, and what are the fish categories?
It's going to be in Coco Marina, the 30th of January. And I forget the number, what the numbers are on the fish, but it's like 5 trout and 2 redfish or something like that. It may be more, give or take. But, check on the website. We got a ways to go. I'm sure Brendan and the rest of them will be talking about it coming up. I just wanted to throw it out there a little bit. It's a fun tournament. It's a shotgun start. Should be interesting for the ones with the motors and the ones without the motors who are going to fish it. So we'll see how that turns out. But it's always been a fun tournament because everybody's gathered at the same location.
Exactly, and the same baits you're limited to. Yeah. Well, Eric, you're one of the few Louisiana kayak companies who can actually charter. If somebody wants to find out what this kayak fishing is all about, you can get them started with your kayaks and with your expertise. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Real simple. Get in touch with me on your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook, Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just give me a ring, 504-313-8292. Happy New Year.
And same to you, Eric. We'll be seeing you then. Thank you so much for your reports. We appreciate you.
All right, Don. You have a great one, buddy.
All right, see you. Eric Mohabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, we come back after this. We're going to give you get to some of your text messages real quick, and then we're going to talk to Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts. He's out in the fog in Delacroix trying to shoot them duck. We'll see if he got any right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque and Cherie Dubuque Network. All right, we have Cherie Dubuque, my daughter, with us this morning. She's kind enough to feed me and let me hunt up here and broadcast from her underground bunker down here. Well, great to have a daughter like that. Cherie, let's get to some of the text messages.
All right. Don, you're coming in clear to give the woodcock a try this morning with Bob, and I'll give you a report. The reptile smuggler gets my vote. That's the Weave. So,
all right,
yeah.
Weave, we're looking for that report.
Right. I do want to hear about how he did with woodcock. Good morning and happy 2026 from the old snake doctor. What a great gang of bad boys. I'm voting for the bear killer. Baddest of the bad. Oh, we got that one. That's the legislatures.
Oh, that was
somebody.
Write-in.
Yeah. So here's another write-in. Baddest of the bad should be all those state legislators who sold out Louisiana's coastline to the Manhattan fishing industry. Enjoy your vacations in the Bahama legislature. So I did take some write-ins. All right. And then the vet heading to Poplarville with his grandsons from Nashville for a change of pace quail hunt. My vote for the turtle guy.
Oh, must be going to Crane Creek. Okay.
Yep. Don and Cherie, number two, he didn't get caught the first time he did this. Probably years. Well, for the turtle's sake, I hope not.
All right.
All right. And then good morning, Don. I hope you and your family had a wonderful Christmas. I wish you, your family, and all the other listeners a very happy new year. I got to get up to that one. I'm looking forward to another year of great shows. As far as the Bad Boys, number three angers me, but I'll have to go with number two. Not only is this illegal trade terrible, but that guy is probably a commie. Laugh out loud. Oh, love your show. Have a great new year. Leave it to the Irish Coonass to give us a good laugh. Oh, hi, Don. Been having a great fishing season this winter on marsh bass. Lure of choice has been the swim bait rigged weedless. Fish are either in the grass or along the weed line. My vote is for number three. Happy New Year to all the crew, Doug.
All right, Doug, thank you for that report. Appreciate passing your reports along to our listeners. All right, we got to take a quick 10-second break. We come back. We headed to the duck blind of Mike Smith. If we can find him in this fog, we'll be back to do that. Do we pause these quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify along the outdoors with Don and Cherie Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Cherie, kind of wipe that fog away. Can you see Mike? Do you see him out there?
Barely, but it's tough from this fog that we've been having around Kansas, too.
I can see the outline there, and I see his decoys, but beyond that, it's tough. Mike, what's going on out there in the Delacroix Marsh?
Just what you said, fog. We got a couple of shots already, but there's teal all around us. I can hear them calling, so I'm just waiting for them to fly. Maybe like an airplane. You know how they wait till things are clear.
Right. They get the flag for they get cleared for takeoff. Mike, can you ever remember a year that was an all season long teal season? Man, this is incredible.
Oh, I'm telling you. No, I haven't. You know, it's funny that the teal closer in and. Like I said before, the gadwall, you know, the gray ducks and the bigger ducks are farther out. I have no idea why.
But, well, a teal is a good bird to have if you're going to have an abundance of one species. People love them, and yeah. Boy, they're great targets, you know, especially in the fog.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, the shots we did get, we didn't see them till, you know, they were right over the decoys. So you got to be ready, you know. But, yeah, having all teals better than staring at all seagulls all morning, you know.
Yep, it's been a good teal season, and that's very fortunate. And hopefully there'll be some bigger ducks come because we still got plenty of time left. It goes well into January.
Yeah. In fact, that front's coming in Monday or Sunday night or something like that. And hopefully, that wakes these birds up. But it's been horrible weather all week, you know.
Yeah, it's still warm down there. I mean, y'all in the 60s, probably maybe even approaching 70 during midday. Good weather change.
Where are you all right now?
We are in Palco, Kansas, which is in northwestern.
Really?
Yeah, northwestern part of it. We hunted pheasants and some quail yesterday, and then we tried to hunt some ducks. There's some geese and ducks on some of the potholes, and we set up a little blind. We got to the pond yesterday afternoon after the bird hunt. There was a whole probably 20, 25 Canadas on there, and they took off, and we were hoping they'd come back. But we still got our decoys in the blind out there. We're going to give it another shot today after our bird hunt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got the pictures you sent. That's beautiful pictures of pheasants. I've never hunted pheasants.
Oh, man, it's a great bird, man. It's a great bird.
Well, yeah, and you're welcome anytime. We got plenty of them.
There you go.
That'll work. I've hunted a pen-raised quail one time, and I almost stepped on one. I said, you want me to catch it?
Well, you won't step on these up here. They're little rockets. They're little bottle rockets. Well, Mike, enjoy your hunt out there. Hopefully that fog lifts, and maybe when it lifts, the birds will keep flying more. But, yeah, you know, it does provide cover for you. If you can't see them, they don't see you either. So it works for both ways. Got it? All right, we're gone. We lost Mike. He's in the fog. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to check in with Ryan Lambert. Sheree, you got a text or two you can share that's coming in?
Oh, yes, I do. So we got a text in. I hope your family had a blessed Christmas and wish you a very happy new year. Hope to meet you in 2026. Baldwin County Teacher. I think that's a new name, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Baldwin County Teacher's been listening for quite a while over in Alabama.
Have you told the listeners about your list of names?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're going to have to share that one day.
Yeah, that's pretty extensive.
Somebody checking in about Drew. Haven't heard about Drew lately. How's he doing?
Drew's been playing football, but he's managing to get some ducks in. He's been doing some duck hunting.
Okay, and old man Sam is laying claim to the baddest of the bad legislature. Sorry, I forgot to sign my text about the baddest of the bad legislatures. I will lay claim to that one.
Well, they got another shot, the legislators, to do something about the menhaden industry, and it's going to be coming up for a vote probably in late legislative session. In late January is when the NOI ends. In fact, if you want to get caught up on it, I did a show I was guest hosting on our flagship station, WWL. If you go back to Odyssey.com, check out the Tommy Tucker Show I was filling in on Wednesday, December the 17th. We had a two-hour discussion with the industry, with the legislator, and we also had a couple of conservation organizations directors, Chris Macaluso and Rad Trasher from CCA. Listen to that, and maybe you'll get a better understanding if you're not familiar with it. Coming back after this, it's the Plastic Man, or this time of year we call him the Man of Steel. Steel for duck hunting. See if he's out there. Tides determine whether they go early or late, and now the fog may have a picture because they crossed the Mississippi River and wrote to their duck hunt. We'll be back with Captain Ryan right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check in with the Plastic Man. He's fighting fog and tides, I'm sure, this morning. Captain Ryan, what's going on down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures?
Well, the boys are all out there fighting just like that, fighting fog. It's not too bad, though, the fog. It might be a little bit, tiny bit in the river, but they made it across real safe. And they fighting the lack of wind and a little bit of water. That's the hardest part. You know, we had water this morning, though, but yesterday evening it was all sucked out with that south wind. So when the river's low like that and you get these negative tides, it's just, you got to play it more, I tell you. It's something. But I'm down here. I got to finish up an alligator tag today. I don't want to waste it. Get some meat and close this week. So we'll get that done before I go to Mexico tomorrow.
Busy guy. How has the duck hunting been the last few days?
We didn't hunt the last few days.
Christmas, yeah. Took off.
Yeah, but we took off 3 days. We took off Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. I always take that off. Plus, you know, just with tides and all. But and before that, it was just low water and lots of teal because the big ducks are sitting offshore. You know, they're just not going to come in. You know, like a teal just flirt around everywhere, but big ducks, they'll stay offshore until they can get enough water to come in and feed right. But the food is really lacking too. You know, it's beat up. It's pretty beat up. Most of the aquatic vegetation is gone. I got some places on my south lease that's still got a good bit. Lots of ducks down there too. So imagine Thomas and them are down that way. But, you know, we're killing birds, but there's a lot of teal in it, more than historical.
Now, for the cast after the blast or before the blast, in the case of low tides, is it redfish or speckled trout? What are y'all catching?
Whatever you want. It, you know, sheephead, speckled trout, black drum, redfish. I mean, redfish, when it's low like that, the redfish are they're actually too easy. You know, I fished an hour the other day, and I had 15. I said, Lord. You know, my friend Jerry Betcher was the editor for Outdoor Life. He's got cancer, so he said, boy, I sure would like some fish. I said, consider it done. So I got some fish going to Connecticut.
That's great. Fulfill his wish. So what you going to be doing in Mexico, duck hunting?
Yeah, because it's going to be very, very windy with that front coming, and it's going to be windy all 3 days. So, yeah, I'll be duck hunting. There'll be a 30 and 40 mile an hour winds at some point. So those pintails will be coming in those ponds. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be crazy.
Yep,
it'll be
man.
Good.
All right, yeah, so you'll be in Mexico when we talk to you at this time next week.
No,
or will
I'll
you
be back?
Be back?
I'll be back.
You go to Mexico like it's around the corner, man.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's so good. You leave at 6 o'clock in the morning, you eat lunch, then you go hunting. I mean, it's so convenient versus Argentina or Canada. It takes a couple of days to do that. Mexico, you know, 2 40-minute flights and boom, you're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very convenient for me. It's world class shooting that close. It's a no brainer. So
how was your Christmas? I know you're a big family guy. How was Christmas?
Oh, God. We had 40 people, and we had a great time. I mean, Carmen bought a 22-pound prime rib, and boy, it was so good.
Ooh, and, well, we had 63 at our family party.
Wow, that's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Young boys, you know, we had 36 grandkids on one side, on my mama's side, and wow. We just had like five or six little boys at my house. And I can't imagine 36 of us what we did compared to what the five little boys did. But yeah. It was great. Little man got a Daisy Red Rider and a rod reel from me.
All right, be careful. He don't shoot his eye out.
He can't have it yet. He can't have it yet. He just got it. You know, every little boy should have a Daisy Red Rider.
So. Absolutely. That should be a must. When they give them a birth certificate, they need to include a Daisy Red Rider.
That's right. You know, as soon as I teach him to shoot like that, I'm going to take the front sights off and we'll teach him to shoot a wing shoot. So
yeah,
that's the best.
Seriously, BB guns are a great way to introduce kids to gun safety and the use of guns. It really is.
You know, Daisy Red Rider's got safeties on them now.
Yeah,
They never had a safety when I was a kid.
No, we guys should get shot all the time with them. Ryan, have a good trip to Mexico, my friend, and we'll catch you when you get back.
All right, y'all have a happy new year, and I'm going to do everything I can.
I know you do. Get that last gator tag filled.
All right, buddy.
All right, we'll see him later. CajunFishingAdventures.com. You can get a hold of him. All right, when we come back, Sheree, I hope you got the totals. You getting to them?
Yes.
Get your last-minute votes in. You've only got a few minutes, and we're going to announce the baddest of the bad for the year 2025. We'll do it right after this three-minute pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Okay, so the totals are in. The voting, I guess we could take a couple more minutes if you want to get your vote in for the baddest of the bad. But let's get back to our text message board, Sheree.
Yes, so happy new year, Don and Sheree. I had surgery a few months ago. When I came out of it, all I wanted was a cup of coffee so I could listen to your show. Rarely do I miss a show. My vote for the turtle smuggler, Carl Bourgeois.
All right, Carl, thanks for your text and thanks for your vote, too. And glad you got out of that. And thanks for your kind words about the radio show.
Yes, and then we talked a little bit about your coverage for Tucker, but Don Dubuque, your programming last week for Tucker was most enjoyable. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, she's a Karen. You know I'm Karen. So we talked about her last week. Thank you, Karen.
All right, I'm looking outside at the traffic. At the Smoothie King Center, the fog is very thick. Cannot see the Superdome.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty thick out there. I hope y'all have a great new year. Love listening to y'all from Kansas. It brings back fond memories of my 2.5 years at Fort Riley. That's old man Sam, and you have been to that area in Fort Riley, which is on the east side of the state, too. Don Dubuque, you had 63 folks at dinner. My gosh, what was the menu? Buffet style.
Oh, my God. It's too lengthy to mention here. There was everything you could imagine. Everybody brings dishes, and we have to do it at Fontainebleau State Park. We have so many people with vehicles and kids and hay rides and fires, and it's fun. It's a once-a-year event.
All right, and then personally, I think every old man should own a Daisy Red Rider BB gun, too. That's old man Sam also. But I'm going to give it a plug. Actually, Shoot Where You Look, that book, and your BB gun, if you have a young shooter or you need to brush up on your own shooting, speaking from experience, that is an excellent way to do it, especially if you're trying to determine left eye, right eye dominance.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Shoot Where You Look was a book, and it's actually a technique that was developed. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he sent me the books, and I went through his course. And you basically are shooting with instinct. You're just pointing. Learn to shoot where you point. And that's why he calls it Shoot Where You Look. And the use of a Daisy BB gun is the first one that you use. And it's very inexpensive. The ammunition is dirt cheap. And it's a great way to teach gun safety. And I still have one. I have one right by my fireplace. I keep it handy. All right, Sheree, I think we're getting close to the time where we had the bad boys to talk about. We're going to be getting to that in just a second. Maybe take a few more votes and let people know that, you know, we do this every year. We cover a bad boy story every week of the show. There's no shortage of them. There's plenty of them out there. And some of them are just so egregious. We give them to our nominating committee, and they discuss them, and they come back with them. Who were some of the write-ins that we had this year?
Yeah, so there was a tie for fifth place write-ins between Plaquemine Parish, Governor Landry, and the Louisiana legislators.
Wow.
Yeah. As some of the baddest of the bad for 2025.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we, you know, we can't take write-ins, but we do take the ones that are official, and we've got the list here. The voting this year was very close between two of them.
Yes.
And we did get votes for every one of the four of them. The four of them were the Black Bear Killer, the Turtle Smuggler, the Great Mississippi Deer Slayers, and the Butterfly Man. And the votes, I guess the early votes came in the quickest, and it kind of tapered off. But we got everybody. I think we got everybody in that voted so far. So let's start with number four. Who earned number four?
So number four is the Butterfly Man. Yeah. He earned fourth position.
$217,000 worth of butterflies and insects that he kind of stole him, I guess you might say. He was lost it, and he got a $5,500 fine. But he got the fewest votes. Nobody is concerned about dead butterflies, I guess, too much.
At least not as much as bears, turtles, and deer.
All right, and who was number three?
So number three was the Black Bear Killer.
All right, the Black Bear Killer was our friend Shannon Parker. He killed it while he was hunting close to the park. Said it was a mistake. He killed a wild hog. He fessed up to it, but he still got an $11,450 fine. Don't be shooting Louisiana black bears. Huge fines for it. And, again, congratulations to the man who legally killed a 528-pound black bear in the last couple of weeks. Did it legally. All right, and number two, I guess this is the runner-up in case anything happens to bad boy number one. Bad boy number two will fulfill his duties. Is that the deal?
Yes, that's how it works. So number two goes to number three, the Great Mississippi Deer Slayer. So they came in as the runner-up.
And it was pretty close. But the overall baddest of the bad for the year 2025
is the Turtle Smuggler.
Wee Chi Ung of Brooklyn, New York, 5 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a $250,000 fine. Sheree, everybody loves turtles, huh?
Apparently so, and they are very passionate about their turtles and do not like them taped and stuffed in socks.
All right, don't mess with the turtles. That's going to wrap it up for us. You've been listening to Daddy Daughter Radio. My daughter Sheree and I were signing off from Palco, Kansas. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.